you think?
Sorry, I thought I was on Showtime at the Apollo. My mistake. Yeah, I'm Hugh Fink, and that's not a stage name. It's my real name. When I was a kid, I said, hey, Dad, is Hugh short for Hubert? No, it's long for... I took a French class where, you know, they had everyone say our names out loud in French. And most guys' names sounded pretty cool. Frank. François. Mike. Michel. Hugh. Ig. I like when you're dating. I was dating someone I really liked, but you know how sometimes in a moment of passion, the real person comes out, kind of freaks you out? Oh, you really turned me on. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, oh, the Jews control the banks and the media. I hate when you take a woman out to a really nice place, suddenly she reveals how totally classless she is, right? Maitre d' comes over. Mademoiselle, we have two salad dressings, either the honey Dijon or herb vinaigrette. Which would you prefer? Ranch! I'd like ranch! See, I'm at the point now where just by talking to a woman, I can not only tell whether she's in the ballpark, but I feel like I'm the umpire of the conversation. Yeah, just because I didn't finish high school, you know, doesn't make me stupid. It's the right one. I just read this really good book, Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard. Strike two. I don't really believe in marriage. I mean, what's wrong with meaningless sex? Ball. My fantasy is to be intimate with another woman. Low and away. While some guy just met watches. Full count. Yeah, I've been in therapy for like 7 years now. Ooh, swing and a miss. Trying to cure my nymphomania, but the catcher drops the ball. She's still alive. I traveled in Texas recently, and man, there's a different language down there. Different expressions. I went into a Blockbuster video. I said, hi, I'm looking for a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. Oh, why don't you check the ass-whipping section? But I will say this. I think of all states in the Union, Texans are the friendliest. They're really giving people. In fact, Texans have a very simple philosophy to solve all social problems, which is, well, don't worry about it. We'll take you to a titty bar. Oh, yeah. You know, in Texas, that's health care. You go to any hospital in the state of Texas. I'm sorry, sir. You have a malignant tumor. What the hell? We're going to a titty bar. How's that sound? Yeah, I should know. I grew up in Indiana. I grew up in Indiana where we have expressions like, to make a long story short. And I don't like that expression because people shorten the story so much that I don't know what they're talking about. Well, when I was 16, I met the love of my life. I mean, she was the most beautiful girl I'd ever seen, and we started dating. I took her to the high school prom. Anyway, make a long story short, she hung herself. I went to the dentist, and there's this really cute receptionist, and she took me back to that room where they do the teeth cleaning. Anyway, long story short, Puff Daddy's my uncle. There you go. Oh, now, see, I just used another expression from Indiana. Did you attempt to kill this man? Well, did you ask him? Yeah, according to him, you stabbed him 11 times. Well, there you go. And my parents still live in Indiana. And I'm in New York now. Different time zones. This is the Eastern time zone, Indiana's Central time zone. My father does not get time zones. I talk to him once a week. We have the same conversation over the phone every week. Well, it's 8 o'clock here. What is it? 6 o'clock there? Huh? Huh? It's 1:30 here. So what is it? 9:30 there? Huh? Oh, let's see. It's Monday here. So what is it? Wednesday there? Huh? It's summer here. What is it? Winter there? Huh? It's the Industrial Revolution here. What is it? The Paleolithic era there? Huh? My father is a nice guy. He uses slang terms which describe gay people. And he's not homophobic, but he gets the terminology a little confused. See that guy over there? He's a backpacker, huh? He's a backpacker. See that waiter? You can tell. He's a door slammer, huh? Katie Lang, I heard she's a bulldozer all the way, huh? She's a carpet cleaner, huh? I went to college in New York City. My father calls me up. He says, if you need cash, make a collect call from Hugh Broke. That way I'll wire you the money, but I won't have to pay for the long-distance phone call. So whatever, I followed his instructions. I made a collect call from Hugh Broke. A minute later, my phone rings. We have a person-to-person call from Mr. Hugh Broke from Rob Bank. I like discussing controversial issues with my father, like the Kevorkian trial. I said, Dad, do you think a family should have the right to withdraw life support on a loved one? Well, it depends on which kid. That's a controversial issue, the right to die. Personally, I'll be honest, I have mixed feelings about it. Because doctors take an oath to preserve life at all costs, right? And yet, I think an individual should have a say in their own destiny. So maybe the best solution is, take those of us who believe in the right to die and let us kill each other. And why does it have to be such a sad thing? Let's have fun with it. Put us everybody in a stadium, having a ringside announcer. At 38 pounds from Beth Israel Hospital. That guy who's been in a coma since 1991, Morty the Respirator Zuckerman. Versus our champion, the lady with rickets. I love going out for Chinese food in New York City, but I gotta be honest, I'm afraid eating Chinese restaurants because I always get that one Chinese waiter where I can't tell if he's being sarcastic. Excuse me, sir, the Kung Pao chicken, is that spicy? Nah, sweet. Okay, I ordered egg rolls an hour ago. Oh, yeah, thanks for reminding me. I'm a comedian. Here's some tickets to my show. I'm sure you're a very funny man. You know, I'm at the point now, I don't even order Chinese food to be delivered because they're too high-tech. They completely invade your personal privacy. Frankly, I don't know how they do it. Hi. I'd like to place an order to be delivered. Oh, is this Hugh Fink? Yeah, how'd you know that? We have your voice and computer chip. Okay, well, let me tell you what food I'd like. We know what you want. Heave it in 6 minutes. No. First of all, I'm not even home right now. No problem. We have a crowbar. We break in just like last time. By the way, what are your plants? They look like crap. One more thing. Your girlfriend, she fake orgasm. I love watching live, real courtrooms on television. That's my favorite thing to do. And I know John Gotti Jr. pled guilty recently. But in my lifetime, I think the most intense trial I've ever seen on television was his father, John Gotti. That was amazing. Because the judge asked Gotti if he'd like to make a statement to the court. Now, come on. What's Gotti going to say?
Yes, Your Honor. I have a statement prepared.
You're dead. How's that sound, huh? Dead. The jury, guess what? You're dead, too. Hey, bailiff, you're f***ing dead. The guy with the candy machine whose name went on, you're f***ing dead, my friend. Dead. I saw this really cool documentary on HBO. It was ex-mafia guys who become government witnesses, right? And one of them says, I told the feds there was only one place where I could wear a hidden microphone where they'd never search me. So they put it in my, how do you do? Yeah, that's what he called it, his how do you do. So let me get this right. The mafia will kill people in cold blood, yet they'll replace genital expressions with nice greetings.
Yeah, this one time this owed me 50 grand, so I took him to an alley and I shoved my fist up as, good morning, neighbor, how's the wife and kids?
I love sports. My father taught me to love sports. And even though he's in Indiana and I'm in New York, when a big game's on TV, he calls me up all excited. Well, it's the ninth inning here. What is it, the third inning there? Huh? It's the NBA here. What is it, the NHL there? Huh? My father listens to those all sports radio shows they have. And no matter how easy the trivia question is, he never gets it right. I mean, the easiest question. This former Yankee, known as the Sultan of SWAT, once hit 60 homers in a season and had a chocolate bar named after him. Was it Candy Maldonado? I love baseball, but I really think they have to make it more interesting on television. Because I saw this special on ESPN, the importance of the first base coach, right? They put a wireless mic around the first base coach. And after listening to the show and watching it for 2 hours, I finally understand how important the first base coach is. Now batting, Bobby Bonilla.
Come on, Bobby. Come on, Bobby. Come on, Bobbo.
Betting next, Barry Bonds.
Come on, Barry. Come on, Barry boy.
Stepping to the plate, Nomar Garcia Parra.
Come on, Barry.
Boxing as a sport has gotten so corrupt that we're actually now rooting for Mike Tyson to get back in the ring. When did this happen? And Tyson, I will say this. He's gone through a lot, and he's finally speaking out on all issues besides boxing. Mike Tyson on the Special Olympics.
You know, I think it's great. You know, they let these handicapped kids who are retarded in wheelchairs, you know, bounce a ball, put them in the ring. I'll fight them.
Mike Tyson on Maya Angelou.
Yeah, Maya Angelou's like this really great poet. You know, she's contributed to feminism and African-American freedom. Put her in the ring, I'll bath her face and I'll kill her. On DECA.
I can't believe this controversy is still going on in sports of teams that have Indian names being protested. That's crazy. Like St. John, the Redmen, are now called the Red Storm, right? Thank you. The coach is there. Yeah, and I think that's crazy because, let's face it, a lot of teams have ethnic names. Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish. Minnesota, the Vikings. Yeshiva University, the Price-Slashing Hebes. What's the big deal? I think the saddest thing right now in professional basketball is the fact that Magic Johnson doesn't do play-by-play anymore. Yeah, because he's great. And don't get me wrong, he's my favorite player of all time. But Magic has that really bad habit of sort of getting excited and stating the obvious.
7 seconds left on the shot clock, which means as each second ticks away, there'll be less time left on the clock.
I think the best announcer in all of professional sports is Chick Hearn for the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't know if you know this. He's amazing. 79 years old. And not only can Chick Hearn tell you exactly what's happening play-by-play, but he also knows obscure facts about all the players' lives. Like Glenn Rice brings ball down court. Rice, a German literature major out of West Virginia State. Bounce past to Shaquille O'Neal. O'Neal, born in C-section at the Naval Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland. Takes it over to Kobe Bryant. Bryant, whose brother Tyrell acquitted of sodomy charges. February 5th, 1994, he shoots and scores! Well, I like to bring the violin out at this point of the show because people get scared when they see a violin. Maybe it's because when you go to hear the New York Philharmonic in concert, you sit in your seats not knowing exactly when the concerto is finished. Growing up in Indiana, I give recitals, and people would ask me sort of inappropriate questions. Do you know when Devil Down to Georgia? We had a country western radio station in Indiana. It became classical, but they didn't fire any of the DJs. You've been listening to Rossini's overture, La Gatta Ladra, which is Italian for all my exes live in Texas. What the hell? We're going to a titty bar. My mother came to a show I did recently, and someone came up to her and said, "Does your husband really talk that way?" And she goes, "No, I do." Well, even though I studied classical violin as a child, my inspiration for music was Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock. He played the Star Spangled Banner, and it blew me away. And so my fantasy is to be invited to perform the national anthem at a baseball game with my fiddle, and I'm going to play Hendrix's version on it. Thanks a lot.